technology story now and a national security story as well. 7,500 unmanned aircraft known as drones are at our nation's disposal. They make up a third of our entire military aircraft fleet. They lack a physical pilot, and until recently, each of those drones had a remote pilot operating by joystick or other sort of hand controls from far, far removed where the aircraft is actually operating from. Some are used for surveillance and some actually attack. They are unmanned, but they are not unarmed, at least in some cases. Joining us now to talk about the possibility that autonomous drones would be added to the fleet is Kevin Gambold, Director of Operations for Unmanned Experts, a consultancy for unmanned aerial vehicles. He joins us via Skype in North Carolina. Kevin, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, John.
And Congressman Henry Cuellar joins us now, representing the 28th District of Texas. He's co-chair of the Unmanned Systems Caucus. He joins us via Skype from the nation's capital. Congressman Cuellar, good morning.
Good morning.
Describe from your perspective, Congressman, the importance of the capability of having drones be autonomous robots unlinked with specific operators on the ground calling the shots.
Well, you know, certainly when we look at having something that's more cost-effective, something that will minimize the risk to a pilot's life, something that can be pretty precise, this is where the unmanned aircrafts are coming in. You know, during the time that we're talking about reducing our budget, notice what the Department of Defense has asked for. They've had an increase in unarmed aircraft. So they understand, and I agree with them, that there is some value added when you look at the UAVs.
And, you know, not to get too involved in acronyms here, the experimental autonomous drone is known as the X-47B. Kevin Gambold, what is the X-47B's capability as you understand it?
It's leading a new wave of UAVs, the next generation, known colloquially as the Unmanned Combat Air Vehicles, or UCAVs. The U.S. Navy has taken this on as their program, and they really are probably ahead of the world with the technology they're bringing on. So it's a Northrop Grumman product. There's a similar one designed by Boeing and by General Atomics as well. There's a lot of the American firms are very much ahead on this this sort of new technology wave. But it's an unmanned combat vehicle, just as the current Predator fleet are to many extent. But it's designed to work off a ship. So very much many of the mandronic type of operations that you still do with the Predator and the Reaper in this generation of UAVs is automated. And it's also, the clever thing is, it's a stealthy platform that's designed to go where we wouldn't normally put the less stealthy platforms that we currently have. And that's where the autonomy piece comes in, because if you send one of these things a long way into an area, the Badlands, as it were, you may not have the freedom of movement to have data links to it. So it may need to be on its own, making its own decisions.
So it goes far behind enemy lines to places where data links can't get to. So that's what the need for autonomy is there. Let me ask Congressman Cuellar, Henry Cuellar, isn't there a worry that these things are going to act unilaterally and cause more problems than they solve?
Well, you know, as you know, whatever information you put in is what you're going to be getting out. And humans are going to program this autonomous drones flight plan. And, of course, they can override them at any particular time. So, I mean, it does bring up some questions itself. But I think at the end of the day, it's still a human being that's going to program it. And if they need to press that override button, they'll be able to do it.
But without a data link, Kevin Gambold, pressing the override button might be a little difficult. Does this kind of a craft have the capability of defending itself if it gets shot at and could take unilateral action to take out an anti-aircraft position on the ground?
Well, my understanding of the concept of operations as they're being developed, because I said this is very much cutting edge, is that you program this thing, you send it out into an area to look for, and the classic target that they talk about is ballistic missiles, perhaps even ballistic nuclear missiles that could threaten the U.S. It will scan a large area of space and ground And when it finds something of interest, it then effectively rings its operator back and says, look what I found. What do you think? And that's where the step in where the operators should be able to go, yes, kill it, or I'm sending something else to get it, or not, as the case may be. The next stage is, of course, if it is a long way away and it's being jammed by the enemy and the GPS satellites are down, would it make sense to have a $40, $50 million aircraft to have its own self-defense capabilities? I would say yes. I don't think they've answered that question, technology, yet, but that certainly should be the way to go.
All right, Kevin Gamble, Director of Operations for Unmanned Experts, a consultancy for unmanned aerial vehicles, speaking with us from North Carolina. We'll leave it with you, Congressman Cuellar. I gather in the programming, one of the first lines would be, under no circumstances, land in Iran, right?
I wouldn't say that. As you know, everything determined of the circumstances at the present time, so I would not say that at all.
But, I mean, you certainly don't want these things landing in Iran creating the kind of problem we had with the Predator that landed in Iran. When do you think these things will be operational, Congressman Cuellar, before we go?
Well, you know, it's still under development. I think the different companies, whether it's Northrop Grumman or, they have one of the X-47Bs. And then, of course, it's all under being developed right now. So it's being developed right now. And, the interesting thing will be is as we do the budget cuts, as you know, we still got to cut another $1.2 trillion
from
the budget.
This program is preserved. Congressman Henry Cuellar, representing the 28th District of Texas, co-chair of the Unmanned Systems Caucus on Autonomous Predator Drones. Thanks so much.